Joe Lindsay, great singer, songwriter, here in the Pittsburgh area, performed on SLB earlier this year. And we talked a little bit about some of the students that he teaches. He has a number of private students who are very fortunate to have Joel as a teacher. Two of them are here with us today, and we're going to go round robin style with songs they've written. And the first song we're going to hear is from Kyle Hammond. And that was great. That sounds like, honestly, that could be a Paul McCartney side. You know, Joel Lindsay is here, and I've got a microphone in front of him. You could hear like a little simple Paul McCartney song based on a very human, simple for Paul, based on a human condition. I'm gathering, did you write that on a rainy day? I mean, I knew you wrote it, but was it a rainy day when you wrote it? Just imagining that. It's a really good song.
The students, as am I, big Beatles fans, and a lot of the songs that they were learning to play when they first started were Beatles songs. I don't think that was my influence. You'd think it would be, but you guys were already Beatles fans, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And I didn't mean to say it sounded, I think it sounds like you and you alone and your own art, but it just, I think it's every bit as good as something you would hear because it's such a natural theme. And plus, I think I'm going to be humming it the rest of the day.
I think Paul McCartney would be jealous, frankly.
So where do you go to school?
Edgeworth Elementary in Quaker Valley.
And what do you like to do in addition to writing and singing and playing?
I like to play sports and stuff.
What sports?
I play water polo and swimming.
Excellent. Now, have you played in front of many friends or other people?
Yeah.
You seem very comfortable playing. I know you've written at least one other song that we're going to hear coming up. Are you spending a lot of time writing?
Yeah.
And what's your process like? Do you like to come up with words first and then music, or how do you, maybe you're not always the same, but have you figured out the best way to do it for you?
No.
Yeah, I think everybody, even people at it for a long time like Joel, probably vary in their techniques, right?
The way that we've been working together is, you know, I'll say to Carl, you know, tell me some of the chords that you like the sound of that we could put together. And then we start strumming these chords, and then I'll say to the students, you know, what do you hear? What's coming to mind? You know, what images? You know, I say, play these chords, and, you know, you can even close your eyes and just see what images kind of come to mind, and we'll start to build the story that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how we came up with it.
Very cool. Well, we're going to hear from Lita Pedriel-Arons. got that right. And you're used to that pause, I bet, Lena Bergreel. Aarons. She's 13, Dorseyville Middle School.
Yeah.
And what song, what's the name of the song you're going to play?
The Life of a Tree.
Here she is.
Plant a seed in the ground, let the rains come pouring down, and the sun begin to shine upon the seedling for the first time. A leaf, a branch, it's growing day by day. Oh, how I can say, I guess miracles work that way, but time passes slowly for the life of a tree. The seasons will change, but you'll forever be through my whole lifetime. I've watched you grow tall, and after place, but the sprout is still weak as it quivers in the breeze. The snow comes day by day, bringing dangers that little trees weigh. But as cold fades into spring, it is able to face anything. But time passes slowly for the life of tree. The seasons will change, but you'll forever be through my whole lifetime. I've watched you grow tall, and after I'm gone, you will still carry on. The tree shoots through space, reaches the sky at a wondrous pace. People will stare at the tree that fills the air. It'll grow, don't you know, for the next 100 years or so. Imagine it then as its branches sway in the wind. But time passes slow
was amazing. That was Leda Pertriel Aarons. We have the young Joan Baez story here. And Leda, you have a beautiful voice. Do you know who Joan Baez is?
No, I'm sorry.
She is a very lyric, well, she's older now, but when she was closer to your age, she was a very lyrical songwriter and singer whose voice was in about the same range as yours, and who just had a beautiful way of delivering a song. I'm curious about the lyrics to that song. Can you tell me a little bit about where they came from?
I was sort of inspired by a school project. I planted a seed, and right now I'm creating a time-lapse video documenting its first year of life. And I was just sort of inspired by how cool it is that such a small seed can become so huge and, like, amazing. And that it lives for such a long time.
And what is it a seed of?
It's a maple tree.
So has it started? Do you have a stem and some leaves?
No, I'm still waiting.
How long has it been?
A couple weeks.
Oh, you'll get there
yeah.
Eventually. Say that again, I'm sorry.
Leader promises to reward me with plenty of maple syrup once the tree grows for all the support.
Yeah, you'll have to get a little miniature tap to put, as soon as there's a stem, like a thimble, a sewing thimble you can put in there. Did you write the lyrics first? I mean, did you write them beforehand?
I don't know. It was sort of a weird songwriting process. We just sort of went along. We came up with some lyrics and some chords, and then we just kept coming up with lyrics and more chords, I guess.
It's really beautiful. Now, have you played out in front of people much?
Not much, a couple times.
We had these young people performing at the Three Rivers Arts Festival. How about that gig? You guys forgot about that one.
That's a pretty good gig.
It's a gig that most people would love to play. They've forgotten about it already, apparently. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. How do you feel about playing in front of your friends or family members? You okay?
I don't know. It's sort of awkward, but...
I would find it that way,
yeah.
Too. Not me in front of your family members. I mean, me in front of my family members.
Yeah.
I think it's when it's people that know you, it can be kind of different. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in, speaking of family members?
I would like to say hello to my grandma. She's listening right now.
Great. Where is she?
She's in Michigan.
Sweet. Hi, Grandma. Anybody else?
I don't know. Everybody in Pittsburgh, hi. Yeah.
Everybody who's a big fan of Lita's. What do you like to do when you're not playing guitar and singing?
I like to read. I also love to run cross country.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Great. I want to turn back. We're going to have one more song from Kyle Hammond. And Kyle, I didn't get a chance to ask you if you wanted to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody.
No.
Nobody in particular? Well, I'm glad you're here. And your first song was terrific. You're going to close out our segment. Can you tell me about the next song you're going to play? Its title?
It's called Beach Day.
Beach Day. So we had Rainy Day, or a song, a Rainy Day, and now we have a Beach Day song. Once again, a student of Joel Lindsay. And Joel, thank you for bringing these students with us today. This is 10-year-old, forgive me, but people need to know your age because they're curious. 10-year-old Kyle Hammond.
We drove across the bridge and out of the city to spend the afternoon in a place that was pretty. The sunshine on the coast and I thought it was hot. I stepped into the wind. Was not wrapped in my hoodie. I hiked past the campground as I got near the beach. I ran towards the waves now. Suddenly I saw the beautiful sea. Everything was wonderful all around me. It's beach day, beach day. Chased me back and forth along the edge of the bay. The clouds were drifting high in the sky. The seagulls flew with the butterflies. The smell of the ocean, my toes in the sand. The crushed tiny pebbles filled up my hand. The boats cruised past, the bridge was out of reach. All adds up to a great day at the beach. It's beach day, beach day. Fun for everyone. Beach day with the sea and the sand and the sun. With the sea and the sand and the sun.
Thank you, Kyle Hammond and Lita Perdriel Ahrens and Joel Lindsay. I hope you all come back and play again. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.